Humboldt County's Planning Commission has begun the process of reviewing one of the county's most ambitious planning efforts, the Regional Climate Action Plan, which maps a path to carbon neutrality by 2045. In an August 7th Planning Commission workshop, there were questions about the county's carbon footprint trends due to declines in industrial activity and the role of carbon sequestration. The multi-jurisdictional climate action plan aligns with state goals of reducing greenhouse gas emissions 40% below 1990 levels, and under recent legislation, 85% below 1990 levels or carbon neutrality by 2045. The big targets for reducing emissions are vehicle transportation and natural gas energy use in buildings. But Planning Director John Ford said establishing a baseline greenhouse gas emissions level is, quote, one of the big struggles in drafting the plan. That's because 1990 is a state-defined but ambiguous basis of comparison, as discussed in this exchange between Ford and Commissioner Thomas Mulder.
The struggle that we have is that we don't have a way to capture 1990. We didn't model it at the time. We didn't test it at the time. So what we've done is followed state accepted methodologies to go back and backcast to 1990 what the emissions were. And still, our biggest emissions factor is vehicles. Whether that's logging trucks or just, you know, personal vehicles or a combination of both, we get a lot of tourist vehicles through here too.
Can I ask a follow-up on that one? There's no way we were able to reach out to a large petroleum supplier and get their fuel consumption for 1990 if they would maybe be willing to release those records to get quantifiable evidence to show our fuel consumption?
So, I mean, we probably could, but would we capture all of it?
The potentially underestimated significance of carbon sequestration was discussed here by Commissioner Noah Levy and Ford.
The state framework that we are fitting within, it only deals with emissions. It does not deal at all with the sequestration side of the carbon equation, because it does feel that that is the side of the equation that our county could have a much bigger role in enhancing the ability to sequester rather than just cutting emissions.
So some of the, through the chair, some of the policies and objectives within the RCAP are to acquire funding and begin to find ways to study that.
Yes. Okay.
And so that we can be in a position for 2045, which is part of the strategy of carbon neutrality, is to take advantage of that carbon sequestration.
During a public comment period, cannabis permitting compliance consultant Praj White said, quote, many landowners are already making carbon deals across the county to sell carbon credits. He warned against, quote, giving our carbon away rather than getting the benefit here. Ford said there's no definite methodology for including sequestration in the plan, but the intent is to work on it.
So we want to be able to get to a place where we can begin to offer a quantification of it and then be able to include that, identify that. We have applied for grants already at the county end to begin that work. It is troubling, and we recognize that many industries are using carbon sequestration, buying cap and trade credits, and you know, we would hate to think that all that got bought up before we ever got to a place where the county got the benefit of its location. But the state has not given us an accepted methodology yet to say, yes, you can take credit for that.
The plan has 12 strategies for reducing emissions, including the cornerstone strategy of creating a regional climate coalition and decarbonization of existing and new construction. Other strategies include shifting driving to walking, biking, and public transit, and changing land use practices to reduce vehicle use. Implementation measures include reducing residential-related natural gas consumption by 74% by 2045 and expanding public transit. some of the measures differentiate between urban and rural conditions, and future development projects that comply with the plan will be allowed to streamline their environmental reviews. The workshop was continued to September 4th, and a public hearing and final commission review is expected in early October. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.